Love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a resident church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word, that your word would go out and strengthen, encourage, deliver, set free. Oh, this morning, we come expecting. We come expecting a miracle. We come expecting, God, a mighty change in our lives. Oh, to be a better person, to be that better man, a better woman, to be that better husband, to be a better wife, God. Oh, God, this morning we ask of you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we all say, amen, amen, amen. Look at your neighbor, and I just want you to tell them with their beautiful blue eyes, say, I love my church. Go ahead and take your seat. We've been speaking about loving our church, and the reason why, because it's so important that the people of God understand this principle. Because once we begin to love our church, then how many know the church will be what? Strengthened. Once me and you begin to love our church, then the church will be strong. And how many know it's beautiful when the church is what? Strong. It's beautiful when the church is strong, because when the church is strong, that means it's more what? Effective. It's more effective to do the will of God. And right here we see, right off the top, they're speaking about a relationship here. And right here in verse 24, if you go up a little bit, it says, now as the church submits to Christ. In verse 24, we see something real beautiful. That in order to love the church, the first thing we got to do is what? Submit. How many know in order to love something, you got to submit to it? Oh, this is good stuff. It's already good, right? It's like when you got married, some of you that are married and some of you still working on marriage, you had to submit to it. And right here, the Bible says, now as a church, submit, amen, to who? Submits to Christ. And how many know it's so important that me and you understand that? In order to love your church, you got to submit to who? Christ. But see, in order to love the church, you can't submit to man. You got to submit to who first? God. Because once you submit to God, right, all this automatically you come under and you submit to man. But if you don't submit to Christ first, come on now, then you are not going to submit to who? Man. Because in order to what? Love your church, you got to submit to who? Christ. Did you get that? Look at your name and tell me, you got to submit to Christ. Now, just as a church, and me and you are the church. Come on, somebody. Me and you are the church. That's why it's so important that you love your church. Because if you don't love your church, then guess what? You don't even love yourself. Oh, come on, somebody. Oh, that's a good one right there. If you don't love your church, then guess what? You don't even love yourself. Because God is the bride. God is Jesus. Amen. The church is the what? The bride. Amen, somebody. And how many know Jesus married the bride? And he married me and you. How did he marry us? By shedding his blood. By going to the cross on Calvary and dying on the cross for me and you to be set free. Me and you are the bride. Amen. That's why he loves this church. He loves me and you. Would that make sense? Okay, now, as a church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. He's bringing out a marriage here. He brought out a marriage because this is the, he brought it out for me and you can understand it. He brought it out this form for me and you can understand how to love our church. And the reason why he brought it out in a marriage for me and you can what? Relate to it. That we and you understand, that some of you that are married understand the principles and different things that we go through as couples. Oh, come on. Can the married couples help me this morning? Can the married couples help me this morning? Amen, somebody. This could be a class for you this morning as well. To help us in our marriage. Amen, somebody. To keep it fresh. To keep it alive. To keep it excited. Oh, come on. I'm so excited. Oh, come on, somebody. How many know it's good when your marriage is excited? I'm so excited. And I just can't hide it. Right? Because when you're excited about your wife or your husband, amen, you gotta share it, amen. You can't hide it. It says you can't hide it. When you're excited about something, you can't hide it. You're gonna what? You're gonna step out and what? You're gonna express it. Oh, come on, somebody. And that's why sometimes if you say you love your church, baby, then you gotta learn a little bit to learn and try to express it a little bit. Amen. You can't say you love your church, amen, and you ain't got no expressions. I ain't never seen no relationship like that. If you say you love your church, then you gotta have some what? Expression about it. You just don't say, I love your wife, and look at her and don't touch her, don't smile. Come on now. Help me this morning. You got to show it. They call it show and tell. Oh, come on, somebody. Show and tell. If you love your church, you better show and tell. If you love your church, then how many know we got to show and tell the world that are out there lost and bound? Amen, somebody. There's more drug addicts out there. There's more prostitution out there. There's more broken families out there. There's more people that need the love of Jesus out there. And we got to be willing and able to express it and to go show it. Why? Because Jesus has set us free. We show and tell. Right? We show and tell. We go tell the lost that there's hope. If we love our church, come on, somebody, then this is what we do. That's why we order more flyers. We got more flyers. Why? Because this summer, it's going to be summer outreach. Oh, come on. It's going to be summer outreach. We're going to begin to outreach into the highways and byways. We're going to begin to do rallies. Amen, somebody. We're going to begin to go out there and proclaim the love of Jesus, that they don't have to live like that, that they don't have to be like that, that there's a man named Jesus can deliver them and set them free. Why? Because I love my church. Why do I do those things? Why? Because I love my church. I love my Jesus. And if I love my Jesus, then how many know this is what he wants us to do? Woo, that's some good stuff right there. If you love your Jesus, come on now, then automatically you're going to be a what? A witness. Write that down. And if you love your church, automatically you're going to become a what? Witness. That's automatically. That's if you love your church. Because if you love your church and you love Jesus, woo-wee, say, woo-wee. This is where we got to break it down. I got to tell you the truth. Because sometimes we say, I love my church, amen, but see, you do it more loving to your family that takes you away from church, and then you're trying to use that stuff to come and trying to explain to somebody. This is where it gets tricky. This is where the devil comes in. This is where the devil comes in. Because we got a lot of people that should be here right now, but they're saying they love God, but they're spending more loving towards their family. Amen, somebody. When Christ is a jealous Christ. Amen, somebody. If you love, I'm not saying to hate your family. Never. But you got to have your what? Priorities in order. Because if you love God, you're going to want to be here. Woo-wee! I said, if you love God, you're going to want to be in his church. You're going to want to be worshiping God. You're going to want to be in the presence. You're going to want to be in the fellowship of him. Amen, somebody. Why? Because you come here and you get direction. You come here and you get guidance. You come here and you get filled with the Holy Spirit. You come here and you leave, amen, with a purpose, with a vision, with a mission. When you come here, you get filled with the power to go back home and love your wife and love your husband and love your kids. When you come here, amen, you get the unction of the Holy Ghost. You get anointed to be a better husband, to be a better wife, to be all that God has called you to be. When you come here, And then somebody, this will God begin to drench you. This will God begins to fill you. He gives you marching orders. Amen, somebody. He gives you the purpose. He gives you the courage. He strengthens your faith when it's weak. When you come here, you allow God to break you. God begins to cleanse you and wash you and what? Purify you. How many need some purification this morning? We all need to be purified. We come here that God could come into our lives. Not saying that he ain't over there at home. Yes, he is. But how many know we got to come here? Look at your neighbor and say, you got to come here. Stop talking that stuff. Oh, he's at my house. Shut up with all that stupid stuff. We all know that. That's immature people talking. When they say, oh, Christ is my home. Christ isn't only at the church. Woo-wee! Like Joe said. When people talk like that, that's a spirit of immaturity. They don't understand love in the church. Because Jesus broke it down right here. Let's read it one more time. Amen, somebody. I love my church. Now, as a church submits to Christ, when you love your church, then automatically you're going to what? Submit to Christ. And God is a God of order. See, this is where you got to understand. God is a God of what? Order. He's not a God of disorder. He's a God of order. So he brought you here to this church because that was his will. He don't make mistakes. And when he brings you here, he's a God of order. So if you love your church, then you'll begin to love Christ. And then you can submit. Are you with me? Because the Bible says now submit to Christ. So also, wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Amen, somebody. I believe all the wives, they know what they got to do. We ain't even got to hit that point. You know what you got to do. Amen, somebody. Can someone help me this morning? Wives always know what they got to do, when they want to do, and how they want to do, and how they could have, should have, would have, could have. Amen, somebody. We don't got to touch on that subject. Husbands, we know what we got to do too. Now, it says, amen, somebody. Now, it says, husbands. Okay, now, the husbands. Love your wife. Husbands, we know what we got to do too. Right? Say, can I get amen? All the husbands. Mm-hmm. See, we got that taken care of, right? The wives, you know what you got to do. The husbands, we know what we got to do. Amen. Now, let's go into what God wants us to do. Uh-huh. You see? But now we know when that husband, when that relationship is not working together, that will cause problems to do what God wants us to do. And see, when the mate, the couples are not doing too good, amen, it's a breakdown. And how many know when it's a breakdown, it's hard to love your church. Oh, come on, somebody. I don't know about you, but when me and my wife didn't get along, it's hard for me sometimes to go like Superman. Amen, somebody. Why? Because I'm dealing with friction. Amen, somebody. When me and my wife ain't together in unity, sometimes that causes what? Friction. It caused me not to think right. Come on. It caused me to be weaker. It caused me, amen, not to be effective like I want to. Come on, somebody. And it's important that marriages work together and get over that and learn how to work besides what we face it to love each other. Because why? Because God has called us to do his will. And when the marriage ain't flowing right, there is a breakdown. It's a breakdown. Amen, somebody. When I ain't getting along with Irene, it's a breakdown. Amen. I'm not feeling like Superman. It's a breakdown. Are you with me? When she ain't, you know, acting right, it's a breakdown. Or when I ain't acting right, it's a what? Breakdown. We allow the enemy to come in. Amen. And then, when the marriage ain't functioning together, we're not going to be able to reflect showing love to our church. We're not going to be strong. When there's unity in the marriage, how many? Oh, come on, somebody. This is a marriage class right here. When the marriage is together, it brings disunity. And how can we explain or show our love towards the church when we are weak? You cannot display that. what you're going to display is a bunch of negativity. You're going to display a bunch of sorrow. You're going to display a bunch of disobedience. You're going to display a lot of friction. And the one word I want to get is be angry. You're going to show angry. You say you love your church, but you're angry. And how many people see that inside of us? When you are angry at something, you would display angry instead of loving your church. You are displaying what? Anger. One of the devil's number one strategy. That anger. A lot of us was born in a spirit of anger. We are violent people. Amen, somebody. We blow up at an ounce of a word. We blow up so fast. Amen, somebody. And then that's when the couples are frustrated. We display what? Frustration. But right here it says, husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. You see that? He said, husbands, wives, love each other, right? Just, amen, somebody, as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. This is the bride. We are the bride. Jesus gave himself up for us because he loved us. And then he goes on to say this, to make her holy. To make her holy, cleansing her by the washing. Amen, somebody. With the water through the word. By the word of God, as me and you, as we love our church, amen, then that means that we got to read the word. Oh, come on. We got to study God's word, amen, because I mean, when we read the word become alive inside of us, and all of a sudden we can understand the love that Jesus has for us. Then we can love our church. But if you are a person that are struggling of your word, then you're going to struggle with loving your church, because the word will become alive inside of you. And when the word is alive inside of you, amen, somebody, it's like a two-edged sword. It's alive. It's active. It brings change within a person. When you read the word, it will what? Encourage you. When you read the word, it will lift you up to another level. When you read the word, it brings a powerful impact. It fills you with the spirit. It changes your mindset from being in the world to coming to life. When you read your word, we and you will be more effective. We want to be effective. And that's why he says right here that we read the word through the word. Everything operates, falls and falls, go up and come down with the word of God. Everything relies on the word of God. That's why it says right here in verse 26, to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with the water through the word. I love my church. And the way I can love my church and display it is when I read the word. Look at your neighbor and say, read the word. You got to study. You got to learn how to study. You got to learn how to put the preaching on. You got to learn to put the preaching on through the TV to help you, man, to motivate you. Amen, somebody. Amen. Put the movies down. Put on some worship. Put on some preaching. Amen, somebody. Sometimes when I'm down, I put the preaching on because I know the word don't come back void when I'm listening to the word of God. Oh, God has a way of coming and speaking through the TV, speaking through the DVDs or whatever I put on through the internet. When I feel kind of discouraged, I put on the word and that word comes back and never comes back void. The word of God. You gotta learn. If you want to love your church right, then you gotta be saturated with the word. You gotta put the preaching on. Put it on TV, man. Stop watching all those soap operas. Amen, somebody. When you're feeling discouraged, when you're feeling down, when you don't know what to do, put some preaching on, put some worship on. Because I mean that stuff saturates your mind. That's how he washes you, he cleanses you, your spirit. I love my church. You love your church, then you need to start studying the word. Because if you don't read the word, then you're not going to display loving your church. If you don't love, if you love the church, then you got to start showing yourself approved. You got to learn how to be a self-motivator, a self-discipliner, a self-studying self. You can't always come in here and get the word and leave, and then throughout the week you don't do nothing no more. No, you ain't going to make it like that. Every day, man, you got to put some worship on, put some preaching on, do something, read, amen, read about the books, about Jesus, read about leadership, or read something positive. Read the word, read about something that's going to help you to love your church. That's a breakdown we have, because if you don't study, then how can you love your church? You ain't going to know how to love your church. The only way you can love your church is when you commit it. Faithful to Him and God alone. When you build a prayer life, when you get in there and begin to ask God to help you. Oh, come on, I'm helping somebody this morning. We want you to love the church, but we got a lot of breakdown going on. And the breakdown is people are not studying. People are not praying. People are not reading the word. That's the breakdown. And it's kind of hard for us to use you, because you're going to always break down because you're not stable. You're not fit. Amen, somebody. Because you're not strong, your character is weak. Because how many know you're not filling your spirit with the word of God? You're not disciplining yourself. There's more garbage than good. What you've been listening to, what you've been watching. It's kind of hard for you to love the church and trying to get everyone to love it. Come on, let's love the church. Come on, let's do something good. But it's always going to be a breakdown. Kind of quiet in here. It says this. Verse 27, and to present, here it is. I mean, we got to present ourselves right. And to present her to Himself. To present her, that means us, to Him. As a what? Radiant church. Woo-wee! That's some good stuff. Without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. Ay, ay, ay. That's how we love our church. Amen. When we standing up for what is right, being holy and being, oh, hallelujah. Help us this morning, Jesus. Help us this morning. I love my church because it's special to me. It's got to be special to you. Me and you know, if you love something, it's going to be what? Special to you. Oh, come on, somebody. Sometimes we're not showing the reflection of special. It ain't special. If you love your church, I love my church. Why? Because this church is what? Special to me. It's special. It ain't this normal, but it's what? It's special. Why? Because God allowed me to come here and get blessed. It's special. Amen, somebody. I treasure the church. Why? Because it's special. It's priority. I know that when I come here, amen, He gives me life and life abundantly. I don't know about you, but that's special. No one can give you that. But it's special to you. Then you're going to reflect it. You're going to begin to bring it out everywhere you go. You're going to protect it. You're going to guide it. You're going to give towards it. Why? Because the church is special. When something is special in your life, you will protect it. You will guide it. Oh, come on, somebody. Just like your children. They are what? Special. The church got to be special. I love my church. Why? Because it is what? It is special. Ain't no special sale neither. Amen, somebody. It's special to me. Is this church special to you? I said, is this church special to you? Then you better act like it. Because I don't know about you, but this church is special to me. It's special. It's my life. It's my everything. Amen, somebody. I take care of the church just like I take care of my children and my family. Amen. There's no up and down now because this is my family. I don't got favoritism. No, I love the church like I love my family because, how many know, we are family. Sometimes people get it twisted. They love something, amen, more than they love the church. You better get right.
That's some good stuff.
Think about it. Is the church special to you? Think about it. Is it? You better act like it. Because when something's special to me, amen, somebody, I'm going to make sure I take care of it. I'm going to make sure no one, I protect it. I'm going to protect it. I'm going to protect it from any harm. I'm going to protect it from any negativity. I'm going to protect it from any gossip. I'm going to protect it because it's special to me. And when something is special to me, I'm going to guard it with all my heart, mind, and soul. When something's special to me, I'm not going to let you touch it or harm it. Oh, come on. Oh, hallelujah. See, that's why it's got to be alive inside of you. When the church is special to you, then you will begin to operate in those kind of form. In that kind of principalities. Amen, somebody. That you're going to pray for. You're going to protect it. Amen. Whatever you got to do to what? Why? Because it's special to you. The church got to be special to you first. Amen, somebody. It could be special to somebody else. But me and you know, we won't have the same effect. We won't have the same effect. It's like it's somebody's birthday. Oh, it's their birthday. But wait till it's your birthday. Oh, it's my birthday. Hey. Oh, you want us to be, amen, you want us to, what, feel for your special birthday? But you don't want to feel for somebody else's special birthday? When somebody else, oh, so what, it ain't my birthday. They'd be okay. But when it's your birthday, you want it special. Amen, somebody. You want people to what? Cater to your special birthday. Amen, somebody. But when it's the church birthday, amen, somebody. And the church birthday is every day. Come on, somebody. It's got to be what? Special. To where you just don't look at it like, it's only the church birthday. Because it ain't special to you. It's like moms. This is a good illustration. When it's one of your kids' birthday, I'm talking about when they're small. Because after age, you don't really care no more. That's true, though. When they get to a certain age, you don't go out like you used to. Okay, let's put it like that. But when they about, you know, yay, when they still respect and listen to you, amen, somebody, that's a good way of looking at it, okay? When they don't listen to you and they're talking crazy now and then, and they're like, well, forget him. You know, forget her. You know what I'm talking about. But a certain age when they're so cute and they do what you tell them to do still. Oh, he's so sweet. She's so sweet. Yeah, right. Come on, somebody. But how many know you will go out for that birthday? I seen mother. I seen my wife. Amen. Like, calm down. Oh, we got to get that. Oh, we got to get that. Amen. Oh, we got to buy this. I ain't buying all that. Come on, somebody. Why? Because it's special to her. And she will give everything up for that party. Why? Because that child is what? It's special. Me and you gotta have the same zeal, the same passion, the same fire for the church that you care, amen, that is special, that you would do everything for. You would give your time, you would give your finances, you would give your commitment, your loyalty, you would give your life. Why? Because the church is special. We gotta get to that place. We're getting there. Look at your neighbor and say, we're getting there. I love my church because it is special to me. I ain't talking about it's special to you. It's special to who? It's got to be special to you. To me. This is my church. And then you walk with an attitude. My church. Don't mess with my church. That's why this week we're going to start painting this church. Because it's special to me. I keep looking at it. I feel bad. Amen, somebody. I know trying to take up money for this, take money for that. I'm going to step out in faith and I'm going to just do it. Why? Because it's special to me. I'm doing it because of me. Amen. I want to see this church painted and looking good. While my house is all clean and painted, while this church is looking dingy. No! I feel convicted. I feel bad when I see this church like that. And man, we started it, but how many know we never finished it? And now this week, we're about to get busy because it ain't going to take a lot of thousands of dollars. Come on, somebody. It's just going to take a few, amen, 5 gallons. And if you want to donate after the service, break yourself. If it's special to you, If it's special to you, then we'll see. That's good. Hallelujah. I love you. It is special to me, Pastor, but come on now. Well, break yourself if it's special to you. I'm going to break myself. So who do you think you are? Amen? Why? Because it's special to me. And when it's special to you, then how many are you going to give for it? And we're going to do it. It's going to happen with you or without you. It's going to happen. When you see it, amen, but you had an opportunity to what? To help for it. You had the opportunity to give for it. You had the opportunity. So you know what? Okay, $5, $10, $4, whatever dollar you got, amen, somebody. How many know we add all our dollar, amen, somebody? And how many know we're going to have a lot of dollar, and then the church will be what? Painted. But when the church ain't special to you, the first thing you start saying, I ain't giving for that. Because right away. See, you can tell when the church is special to you because you won't be negative saying, well, man, they want to give again. We already gave for the thing. We give for this. We give for Run for Hope. We give for the sound ministry. We give for everything. Good. You keep on giving. It's a giving machine, baby. I didn't have nothing. When I got saved, nothing. I went, like I always tell you, with the paper bag from Lucky's, I believe it was. Co-op was in our, it was right there. Paper bag, I went to the men's home with nothing. One pair of shoes, broken down clothes. Amen, somebody. So for me not to be excited, amen, somebody. About the church, then something's wrong with me. God has did great things in your life too. That's why you should be excited, and it should be special to you. This is the house of God. This is your everything. That's why it should be special to you. First one, I love my church because it is special to me. Why I love the church. Amen, somebody. Because it says here that it's the bride of Christ. This is the what? The bride. We are the bride of Christ. Come on, somebody. And how many know it's a privilege to be Christ's bride? It's a privilege. See, you don't look at it like that. It's like before you got married, the bride was all excited. Like she was so, it was a special day for her. Right? Joe's still excited. Amen, somebody. Right? She's still excited. Amen. Let me stay over here because I was going to say something. The love for the bride. We are the bride. Joe, messing me up over here. Amen. We are the bride. It's a privilege. Amen. That we are the Lord's bride. It's a special. It's special. When he looks down, he looks at his bride. Like, look at my bride. Oh, my children are so beautiful. That's the way the Lord looks at it. We're so beautiful. He wants all of us to perish. He wants all of us to, not to perish. He wants all of us to make it. To be fruitful. He wants all of us to shine and enjoy his presence. Oh, come on, somebody. Every time Jesus looks down, he sees the bride. He sees me and you. And every time he sees us, he gets excited. He said, that's my bride. That's my church. Look at my children. They're so beautiful. Look at them worshiping me. Hallelujah. That's how the Lord looks at us. Do you know that? Do you know you make Jesus shine? Not shy, you make him blush. Like, woo! He's always saying, he get the angels. That's the first thing Jesus do. He get the angels. Look. Because let me know the angels ain't got this privilege. He get them all. Look, all of y'all come over here. Look at them. The angels looking. What? Look at them. They all worshiping me. Look at them. They all bless. And the angels like, yes! Jesus, get all the angels and look at my children. And they all be excited. The angels be excited. Like, wow. Amen, somebody. I love the church because Christ loves the church. I love the church because what? Christ loves the church. That's why I love the church. Why? Because Christ loves the church. He loves us. And if he loves the church, then me and you should love the church too. So that's why I said, if we pray and if we stay in the spirit and if we take care of our spiritual life, amen, we begin to love like Christ loves. Oh, come on, somebody. We need to have that agape love. We need to have the unconditional love. Amen. But when you begin to seek the Lord, amen, and have an intimate relationship with God, all of a sudden, automatically, you'll begin to love what Christ loves. Give yourself a hand for that. Me and you cannot love without Christ. Me and you cannot love without Christ. We need the love of Jesus in us. We need to love the way Christ loves. Our love is real distant from Christ. Amen, somebody. He gave himself up for the church. I want you to go to John real quick. John chapter 13, verse 34. Are you getting anything out of it this morning? If you don't, just tell me and I quit. Yeah, right. I won't even quit if you tell me. So don't even tell me. Amen. That's all I need. One person. One person. Protest. Protest. Going once, going twice. Protest. Protest. In John chapter 13, verse 34. You got it, Devonda? All right. We're working together now. Right here in John, we're talking about I love the church because Christ loves the church. You got to understand that this morning. Amen. So in John 13, 34, did I say that? Yeah. 13, 34. It says, a new command. Here it is. A new what? A new command. A new command I give you. This is Jesus speaking. Jesus is speaking. He says, a new command I'm going to give you. Right? Because once Jesus died on the cross, come on, somebody. Then he brought a new, come on, somebody. He came in. But see, in order to do that, it had to be a sacrificial giving right here. The Bible says, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. Right? We talked about, I love my church because what? Christ loves the church. Now, the Bible says, a new command I give you. Love, we got to love one another. Look at your neighbors, I got to love you. And who's going to help you? Christ. Christ will help us to love one another because without the help of Christ, how many know we might not love each other? But it says, I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Jesus has loved us. Amen, somebody. So you must love one another. Why? Because Jesus has loved us. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. If you love one another. I love my church. And then Jesus said, you love me? Then if you love me, then you're going to love your people around you. That's hard to do sometimes. Say amen on that. Say that's hard to do sometimes. That's hard to do sometimes. Where y'all going? Y'all don't want love no more? There are two people got up and left. They don't want love. That's cool. You know they need some love. Amen. Okay, here it is. I love my church because Christ loves the church. So Christ loves us, and we already know that. The breakdown is, it's me and you learning how to love each other. Because once we learn how to love each other, then guess what? We're going to begin to love the church. And once we begin to love the church, amen, nothing will be able to stop us. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall what? Prosper. Why? Because we're going to have a deep love for each other. Amen, somebody. That we're going to back each other up. We're going to pray for each other. Amen. That's the reflection. Amen. That you're showing that you love your church. That you pray for one another. That you back each other up. That you encourage each other. That you will give for each other. That you will help each other. Amen, somebody. That's a reflection. A of how you love your church by what? Loving your brother next to you. And that's hard sometimes. Look at you and they say, "Ooh, you a hard cookie." This commandment was not necessarily a new commandment. Amen, somebody. The idea of loving your neighbor was a what? Principle that God has taught from the very beginning. From the very beginning, God was already what? Displaying his love for his children. You love your church? You still love your church? Well, number one, love the church because Christ loves the church. That's why you should love the church. You love because he loves it. You want to know more about it? Then pray and ask him and he'll give you more information about it. If you want some revelation of it, then you got to seek him. Because he will teach you and he will show you. Oh, hallelujah. I say God will teach you. He will show you. He will speak to you. And he will grab you by the hand. And he will walk you through it. And he will disciple you. He will give you stronger. He will give you the faith, amen, to love one another. He's going to teach you how to love the church. But if you don't talk to him, he can't talk back to you. And if you don't seek him, amen, somebody, then you can't get fresh revelation. And you're always going to be struggling. But you got to be a person that talks to God. Say, God, help me to love my church. I haven't been showing it. I haven't been displaying it. I'm tired. I want to display it. I want to love you just like you love the church. Help me this morning. Amen, somebody. The second thing, you love your church. I love the church because the church is God's family. We talked about that already. I love my church because it is God's family. We are family. Look at your neighbor and say, "You're a family." I love my church because the church is God's family. And when the church is God's family, then how many know we are special? How many know you're special? Ephesians chapter 3, go there real quick. I love the church because the church is God's family. Go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14, real quick. Give me a few more minutes. For this reason, I kneel before the Father. Amen, somebody. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. From whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Amen, somebody. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may help. Amen, somebody. You may have power, right? Together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. That's why it says that me and you got to be what? Rooted. Amen, somebody. Established. That's why it says, I pray that you being rooted and established in love. Amen, somebody. That we can show a reflection of God's love. Amen. That it's special. That when we are rooted and we are established in what? Love. Love covers a multitude of what? Sin. And the church is loving. Amen. And when we have the love of Jesus, then we can love the church. That's important this morning. I know we talk about outreach and we talk about all these other things, But we all know that we struggle with love. Once in a while, we got to come back and preach about it. We got to break it down. Why? Because I love the church, because the church is God's family. Amen, somebody. The third thing, I love the church because of the what? The strong relationships. It's a privilege. It's a requirement that means you have what? Strong relationships. That you allow the devil to come in and begin to break that relationship. Because the devil is a liar. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's always trying to come and what? Amen. Depart the relationship. He's always trying to come and rip us apart. Why? Because if we stay together, we're going to make an impact in the city of Richmond. If we stay together, we can love our church. Amen. But the devil's trying to come in and trying to what? Break us apart. That's why it's your responsibility, man. Sometimes you don't take it serious about the relationship that God brings about. I love my church because of the what? The strong relationship. When the church has a strong relationship with each other, woo-wee! When somebody's trying to come in, or the devil's trying to come in, wham! Amen, somebody. When the devil's trying to come in and trying to bring division or trying to bring some kind of accuse a brother and a sister, we can come in with a wham. Ooh-wee. I love my church because of the strong relationship. That when you get rebuked, you take it like a man. That when somebody's trying to correct you, when you're wrong, you take it like a man. That you don't run off and begin to gossip and cry about it. You don't leave your family when they cuss you all out. Can I get a witness? When they cuss you and abuse you and beat you, you don't leave. So why would you leave the house of God? That's why we need strong what? If you love your church, then you're going to have a strong relationship. That you ain't going to allow no devil to what? Break you apart. Because you know the priority. You know the importance. You know the vision that God has given us. You know that God has called us. You know that God has saved us to come together to do something good for Jesus Christ. To see souls get saved. For the future, our kids are going to be blessed. Why? Because you had a strong relationship that you didn't allow no one to break you apart. If we don't got strong relationships, then the church will be weakened. You see a strong church because they got strong relationships. Amen. That they don't get hurt when someone tell them something. We get hurt for every little thing. Oh, he blew on me wrong. Oh, he didn't lift his hands high. Oh, they didn't say hi to me. Oh, this and that. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, I don't like Joe. He's up there singing. Oh, I don't like the guitar player. We ain't got no guitar player. What else you don't like? You don't like something we only got. I don't like the guitar. No one's even playing it. How can you dislike it? That's because you don't have strong relationships with your brother. You better listen. Let me read the scripture one more time. And Miranda could come and start playing to make you happy. Look at this scripture, though. I'm going to read it one more time. You need to read it, too. This ain't me. This is God. This is God's word. He says this, Ephesians in the 3rd chapter, 14. For this reason, this was speaking to the church of Ephesus. Paul was speaking to the church because they lack strong relationships. And Paul knew, if this church is going to make it, then they need to have strong relationships. You got to learn how to make yourself available. You got to learn how to be a part of this relationship. Sometimes we are on the other side, and you want everybody to come to you all the time. Well, it's time for you to go to somebody else. Sometimes we get like that. We are on this side, and you don't have a strong relationship because you don't want to come. You want us to come to you. It's like a marriage. What breaks a marriage apart? Because no one wants to humble themselves. No one wants to say, okay, just walk away for a little bit and come back, though. Don't walk away and keep walking. Come back, man. Humble yourself. She ain't going to win. I'm not going to win. If we break up, we're going to lose. But the problem is we don't have strong relationships. It's because no one wants to humble themselves. Prideful. A lot of couples left this church because they're prideful. Pride. No, I ain't going to let them talk to me. Oh, no. And they left God's will. Not realizing. They left God's will. There's a lot of good churches out there. I'll tell you one thing. When God calls you to here, He wants you here. He didn't call you over there. He would have called you over there. God called me to Victory Outreach Church, and I'm going to stay here. Why? That's God's will. God don't make mistakes. There was times that I had to humble myself. God was dealing with me. And every time I humble myself, God lift me up. Every time I surrender, God lifted me up. Why? Because I knew the strong relationship. You got to learn how to cross over to the other side. Stop expecting everybody to come to you and give you a pat. It's going to be okay. And reason with you. Your reasons and you ain't right. Somebody got to tell you the truth. I can't tell you. Because if I do, all of you be mad at me. That's why it takes other people in the church to tell you. That way I don't be the bad guy all the time. But sometimes I got to tell you. Because no one else is telling you. Everybody's telling you this to tingle your little ears. I ain't going to tingle your ears. I'm going to tell you you're wrong, you're wrong. But how many know that builds what? Strong relationships. That, you know what? We got each other. Come on. No one's perfect, man. But amen. We're going to work this out. Come on. You my partner. Amen. You my partner in crime. We, you my partner in church. That we're going to do the damage in the devil's kingdom. I love my church. Because of the strong relationships. We there for each other. Through the good times and the bad times. We there for each other. When it's raining. And when it's hot like right now. We got each other back, man. Even when things ain't looking too good. Even when sickness come upon your life. Your family, man. Even when some hard things is in your family. We there for each other, man. Don't ever feel like we ain't. We are there. We praying. And we seeking God. Because there's some things only God can do. Love my church. Because of her impact on the community. We're making an impact. I love my church. Why? Because of the impact we are making in our what? Communities. Stand to your feet right now. Come on, JoJo. Oh, I love my church. Yes, I do. Yes.
You are the reason for
me. You are my reason. I'm happy because of you.
Just to be in you.
to go get him. We can do a little dedication. He's gone. Freddy Krueger left again. We're going to get him one day. But this morning, I want to pray for you. All of us are at this place that we love in our church. But we got to learn. We're learning. It's okay. As long as you're learning and you're growing, it's okay. Lift your hands up right there. I want to pray for all of us. Once we begin to understand this principle, I'm telling you, we're going to begin to see something like never before. We're going to see the glory of God just move and fall. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, that's it. Cry out to Jesus. Come on, you need to cry out. Oh, this cry out to Jesus. Oh, she's special to me. Oh, yes, yes. Cry out to Jesus. Come on, just stay right there.
Hallelujah.
Oh, this is so sweet. Look at this. I want you to repeat this prayer right after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I give my life to you.
I give my life to you.
I confess with my mouth.
I confess with my mouth.
That Jesus is Lord.
That Jesus is Lord.
And I believe in my heart.
And I believe in my heart.
That you raised on the third day.
That you raised on the third day.
Help me.
Help me.
To serve you.
To serve you.
I accept you.
I accept you.
As my Lord and Savior.
As my Lord and Savior.
I take my life.
I take my life.
From the devil.
From the devil.
And I give it to you.
And I give it to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Father, right now I pray for my brothers and sisters as they gave their life to you, God. The Bible says that heaven is rejoicing right now. Oh, give them power. Anoint them right now, God. Oh, right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, fill them with your spirit, my God. Oh, God, right now. Use them in a mighty way, God. Oh, as he surrenders his life to you. Devil, the Lord rebukes you. He belongs to Jesus right now. Oh, deliver him. Oh, cleanse him, my God. Set him free by the blood of Jesus right now, God. Oh, oh, deliverance, freedom. Oh, thank you for setting them free. Thank you, Jesus, right now, for your power. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, yes. Brother Ronnie, Is that what's Brother Ronnie? God bless you this morning. It's good to have you here.
Hallelujah. Glory.
We got some other new people here. And we're going to say God bless you, my brother back there. Come on, give him a hand.
Hallelujah.
It's good to have y'all with us this morning, worshiping with us. And keep coming on Sunday mornings. And if you're here, if you got saved, we want you to come back Tuesday because we're doing a foundation of faith classes that will help you. And if everybody's welcome to come, all of us should be coming because, I mean, we want to be what? Established and what? Rooted. I mean, if we want to love our church, then we got to be what? Rooted and what? Established. Because when you establish and rooted, we're going to be strong in the spirit.
Glory, glory.
This morning, I want the usher to come real fast with the basket. We're going to be doing something special. We're going to be having Philip, he's going to be taking off to San Bernardino, amen, to the ranch to go get trained for 3 months. Amen, somebody. Because, that's how we do it. We want people to go to another level. So this morning, let's give something special to get him a flight to San Bernardino. Because, God called him. He needed to go get trained and equipped. So he's going to be flying out. Amen. In 3 months, he'll be back. He's going to be a brand new Philip. Amen, somebody. Ooh-wee, come on. And this is what we're going to invest. You a new usher now? Praise the Lord. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. This is where you got to invest. This is where you invest. We got to invest in people's lives. He's going to go, man. And for him to go, it's like he humbled himself. But we want him to come back so he can help us go to another level. That's what it's all about. So come on and give something special. That's your brother. You're going to miss him because now we ain't going to have no drummer. Let me know. Priority is what? It's salvation. Just a little bit down. So if you know how to play drums, we're going to need you to come. Amen, somebody. Let me know if we got some drummer. Okay, we got my brother here. Amen, somebody. You're going to be playing it too. Oh, come on. Let's give the Lord a hand for all this. Come on. We want to thank all of you for giving right now. Because you know what? This is a way you love your church. We invest in. He's going to be gone for 3 months. And God will just take him to another level. When he comes back, he can be greater in leadership, whatever God called him to do. Some of you need to get ready for the same thing. Some of you need to go like today, tomorrow. Amen, somebody. You need to go get trained. Amen, somebody. It's serious. Sometimes y'all want to go into the home again. Sometimes we want to go play like that. We miss that. We want to be effective, man. We want to be like on hit. Amen, somebody. So let's pray. Stretch your hands towards the offering. Let's pray for this offering. Father, thank you. Thank you for the giving. Bless your people, God, as they stood up. I pray that the finance will be there to fly him to San Bernardino this week. And Lord, I pray as he's there, God, that you will do that mighty work in his life. Do that mighty work, God. Take him to another level, God. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on and give the Lord a prayer.